Dr. Sabic Terian office note on patient Iletta Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, Iletta, I-L-E-T-A, date of birth is 8/25/1954, date of service 1/11/2024, per paragraph, the patient is 69-year-old African-American female, was referred to see me by Dr. Pond, P-O-N-D-T, for evaluation of elevated serum creatinine, per paragraph. Past medical history includes 1, hypertension, next obesity, next hyperlipidemia, next hemorrhoids, per paragraph. Past surgical history includes cataract surgery, next surgery to fix a CSF leak on her over her right temporal area and ear. Period allergies, non-drug allergies, period paragraph. Social history, patient is married, has had total of 1 adult child now. No smoking, she quit smoking 20 years ago. Occasional alcohol use, no drug use. She's a retired worker for Southwestern Bell, period paragraph. Family history, father died with Parkinson, mother died from MI and congestive heart failure. One brother had heart disease, another brother has diabetes. Her sister is healthy. The other sister has hypertension and obesity, per paragraph. Review systems reveals no headaches, no chest pain, no occasional shortness of breath on exertion, no cough, no heartburn, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain, regular bowel movements, no melena. Nocturia 3 to 4 times at night. She does have no straining upon urination. However, she does have urge and stress incontinence, occasional leg swelling. All other systems are reviewed are negative. She denies any NSAID use except for occasional Motrin period. Immunization, she received 4 shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapies, per paragraph. Current medications include the following. Lisinopril, hydrochlorothiazide, multivitamins, and rosuvastatin. On physical exam, her vital signs as mentioned above, HNT, pupil joint reactive prolactin accommodation. Injected in conjunctiva, non-enteric sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid B bilaterally, no jugular vein suspension bilaterally, most oral mucosal, no pharyngeal erythema, no tech pupil gas, next up, no stiffness or rigidity. Heart sounds are regulated and rhythm normal, sphenus 2, no murmurs heard, no friction, her lungs are clear to auscultation, no crackles or wheezes heard, abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no guiding rebound or rigidity extremities. There's no edema in the lower extremity skin, no skin rash, no neuro exam is non-focal. Investigations available to me to the following. BUN30 creatinine 1.53, estimated GFR is 37 milliliter per minute. Calcium 10.4, per paragraph. Excuse me. Assessment and plan. 1, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. Patient has multiple risk factors for chronic kidney disease, including hypertension, obesity, and use of diuretics. We are going to do a full renal workup, including serologic workup, imaging studies, and quantification of proteinuria, if any, period. Paragraph next, diagnosis is hypercalcemia, most likely secondary to hydrochlorothiazide. We are going to repeat one more time. If this is a persistent hypercalcemia, we need to discontinue HCTZ. Period. Paragraph next, hypertension controlled on cardiac regimen to continue for now. Next, obesity patient was advised to lose weight by doing intermittent fasting, low carb, healthy keto diet. Period. Paragraph next, hyperlipidemia. We're going to discontinue rosuvastatin because of nephrotoxicity. And we're going to substitute it with simvastatin at low dose, 10 mg daily. Period. Paragraph. Patient was advised to get off semaglutide compounded that was used to lose weight because of side effects. Period. Paragraph. I thank you, Dr. Pond, for allowing me to participate in your patient's care. I will see you back in another 2 to 3 weeks to discuss the results. I'll keep you updated on her progress and the report. Thanks.